Bonjour, toujours sur la radio du cinéma, la 19e édition du Holly Shorts Film Festival. Je suis rejointe par l'actrice comédienne Alba Almira. Bonjour Alba.
Hi, nice to see you.
You're represented by Alta Global Media.
Yes.
And you are, as we say in France, une comédienne. Who has, I have to say, has the most wonderful Instagram I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
Because you are traveling a lot and you came here from Mallorca, Spain, to attend most of the festival, meet with directors. I mean, this is a huge year for the festival, 19th year of category qualifying. How does it feel to be part of this huge success?
It feels amazing, especially standing here like at the Chinese Theater with like the Hollywood Boulevard right in front of us. It's really surreal. I just got here and I'm like trying to take it all in. So it's amazing. I'm really happy to be here.
You know, right now in France, sometimes we are a little sad because we see some of the actors from Patrimoine French cinema leaving us. What does Patrimoine movies or French cinema mean for you as an actress? Is it a style you like to revisit?
Yeah, 100%. It's something that I need to definitely explore more of. But it's really interesting, especially seeing now what's happening in France. I definitely need to get a little bit more into it. But I'm interested to explore that more, for sure. Yeah.
You starred in Alessandra Da Silva's American Night. Can you talk to us? This is a feature length, correct?
Yes. So American Night is a feature film. It's a neo-noir thriller about the art world. It's a really interesting story. A lot of kind of back and forth, traveling in time a little bit. A lot of art. So for anybody that's like an art lover and an action lover, it's a really, really cool film to see.
What made you want to embody that character in American Night? Was it something personal to you or more like a step in your career?
Both, actually. So Olivia, my character, she has like two different sides in the film, which I really liked. So it was really fun to portray, kind of to hide a part of her at the beginning of the film and then be able to kind of do a little bit of a twist at the end of the film, which is what I loved about it. Like, there's a lot of depth to the character. Yeah.
Are you also looking forward to filming with female directors? I mean, here at Holly Shorts, it's incredible because, of course, Theo and Danielle only programs based on talent and half of the films, though it's not surprising, are directed by women. Is it something you're looking forward to in your career?
100%. It's actually really important to me, especially women in film. Sofia Coppola is one of my favorite directors. Now Greta Gerwig obviously is doing amazing. And it's so nice to see women like being supported more as time goes on. So I'm really, really excited about that. Would love to work with a female director.
We were mentioning all your traveling. So is it the best feeling to travel for film, to act?
100%, because I get to combine both of my passions. That's a nice thing about filming as well, is I get to shoot in a lot of different locations. I shot in Italy before, in Bulgaria, in Slovakia, and that's a place that I get to see with my work. So it's really exciting, actually. I love it.
Would you encourage actors to attend film festivals and meet with the filmmakers behind those legendary films, which sometimes also pick up an Academy Award, like an Irish Goodbye earlier this year?
Yes, 100%. I mean, it's especially great to kind of network and to meet people that are from the same industry. And even if it's just to exchange ideas or to kind of, I don't know, bounce things off of other people in the industry, I think it's really important. And it's great as well.
Merci beaucoup, Alba. C'était pour la radio du cinéma.
Thank you so much. It was nice to see you here.